twice than what you do.
Okay, we're up to the two dots. Gufa. Kafa min alef, about halfway down, maybe a little bit more, drop more than halfway down. Beginning of a line, gufa, two dots. The two dots are the end of the previous one. Gufa. Shalchu mitam. They sent from there, which is Eretz Yisrael. Kasra l'isur ana kasher. If it gets written on l'isur ana, it's kasher. Am ravashi avanana mitanina. Olos shazayis. Olos shazayis is not worth a pruta, and it's good enough. So you see, you don't need value to the get. All you do is a written get, and it's given to her. The item doesn't have that value. The raya is. We're not talking about whether the guy's a tzaddik for using it. Question is it a kosher get? Does get need value? Does the paper, the parchment, the item that the get written on have to be worth money? Because the parish has been nuts on. Usually when you give something to somebody, it has to be considered value. If that's not called giving. Giving something valueless is usually not called a nutsan. So the Gemara wants to know that a get required. We're not talking now whether he's a tzaddik now that he wrote to get on the Yisrana. That's not our point now. Our point is the requirement of a nutsan, which requires a value, that, is that true or not? So without this, I would say the nutsan means you have to give her a get on something of value. If not...
Who says the thing that's forbidden to have benefit from is not worth anything?
You can't do anything with it. What makes something worth something? Why is this clock worth something? I can use it. I can sell it. I can use it. Value is determined by its usability. Something not usable is junk. The only reason junk has value is because you can do things with junk. Right. That means it doesn't need to have value. You can write a get on a leaf of an olive tree. Right? So we see that it's valueless. It's not a raya because that might not be worth a pruta, but many olive leaves are worth a pruta. Isuri ano is zero. It cannot combine with anything else. Rashi? Where's Rashi? Allah Shazayas for that. It's Nasan by Nasin, it's a Shava Pruta. It should be something giving. Allah Shazayas ain't a Shava Klum. The Chazil is Tarufim Alim Harvey, Lishka Valayim, you can lay on them, or Lamacho Behema. We have a Gabdul Shava Pruta. Each one is not worth a Pruta, but you can combine and make it worth a Pruta. We sure have no one.
So, if a person would give an olive branch, one olive branch for Kedushin, does it follow?
No, it's not worth a pruta.
Okay, so what do you mean?
You could combine it with other olive branches and it would be worth a pruta.
So what happened over here? What happened here when he wrote
again,
it?
Again. All we want to know is that the Mishnah Alma Shazayas prove that you can use the Suri Hana. That's the question.
I say yes.
And the Gemara answers no, because it might not be worth a pruta, but it's worth a fraction of a pruta. Isuri Ano is not even worth a fraction of a pruta.
But a fraction of pruta is nothing.
But the fact that it can be joined with other things...
What's something that can't be joined with...
Isuri Ano! Again, Isuri Ano is worth zero. Joining many zeros don't equal one. Joining many halves equal one.
So less than a pruta is something?
Again, all we're saying is, it's not a proof from the Mishnah. It's not saying that it's raw. All we're saying is, you want to prove something? It's different. That's all. Maybe the Torah wants you to give something that has slight value that could be combined to make something value. Maybe. All we're saying is, you can't prove it. That's my bite. Tanya Rabbi Eimer, Akasra Lisura no Kasher. Rabbi said, you write it in Lisura no, it's Kasher. Nafik Lady, Darshamish made the Rabbi Bilaikosi. Lady went, said this halacha over the name of Rabbi, Bilaikosu, they did not praise him. because Rebbe's an individual. And when you say something in the name of Rebbe, people think that you're going to argue, and it's not halacha. And therefore, they weren't happy that he said it in a way that it sounds like we don't pask in that way. So what he did is, he made the rabbin because of what. So then, he said it over the name as a rabbin, without saying Rebbe's name. And then they said, oh, Gvaldik. So we see we pask in that way. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the like of Suha. He said in the name of one person, makes it sound like it's a matter of contention. So a lot of Akhwanim want to bring a raya to the following. That's what he did. So now I'm getting to that, what you're going to talk about. A lot of Akhwanim want to bring a raya from this Gemara that you're allowed to, if you know the halacha is one way, you can make it sound like it's an accepted halacha, even though it might be a matter of contention. Because you want people to accept it as the halacha, so you can say, the halacha is A. Without saying, the halacha is, this is the shita of somebody, you can make it sound like it's an accepted halacha. You see, Levi did this. It was Rebbe's brisa, and he said it over Mishmei Harabim, so it should be accepted. So we see that a person can do that. Other Achmedim say it's no raya. Because it was Shochu Mitam. This was the accepted halacha by Rabbim. It also was a brisa from Rebbe. So he said it over first in the name of Rebbe. When he said it over Mishmei the Rabbim, he wasn't not saying, you know, the exact truth. It is. It was Rabbim. Except he had said it in front of Rebbe because of Rebbe's brisa. So this is a Shaila Nachwenim. So I'm Nachwenim want to bring a brisa from this Gemara. There's other Gemaras that seem to say the same thing. I can tell you, I mean, again, I'm not Paschal Lach Lamaisam. Ramaisha holds that this is what you should do. Even though Ramaisha never said it, but I want you to accept it as halacha. So I can say, everybody holds this. It might not be true. It might just be a sheet of a yachid, but if I'm sure that's halacha, I can say it b'shmei d'rabim. Now, it has to be somebody that knows halacha klar. Not every time Dick and Harry can decide he's going to say it over b'shmei d'rabim when he doesn't even know, you know, he doesn't really necessarily know what he's talking about.
He's gaining on the deal with the Sura Hanah, right?
What?
He's gaining, I mean,
he just wanted to say that welcome, he's Sura Hanah.
Once divorced.
Levi wasn't divorcing. He's saying over halacha.
I'm saying the person who's writing it on the Sura Hanah is benefiting. He wants her mid-directions, whatever that means.
Again, he violated an issue. He's having Hanah, correct.
Is that a problem? Close to this term?
He's having, it's a fact.
What's
Chodzidiska mean? Chodzidiska just means we can't absolve a guy from payment. It means it's nothing to do with this.
But
yeah, it's a kosher get. The Torah doesn't require it to have value. Son Rabban. The Kosav, the Loi Chakak. Kasav means you have to write it, not engrave it. Now, the Gemara is going to explain that that's not necessarily true, as we will see as we go along. Correct the Gemara, remember the Chakika Lav Tzivi? Engraving is not called a type of writing. Or a minute, I'll ask you a contradiction. Ebed Chiyasav Ksav Shagabe Tavlo Blinkas. An Ebed that has a writing on a tablet with a Blinkas. How does he translate?
Board or tablet.
Yasul Lecheris. Those are engraved, not written on top of. Avaloy b'ksav shagabe kipa gandukhtri. Now the way Rashi learned is they used to form letters out of material, then attach it to a piece of clothing at the ends. So therefore, it wasn't really written into anything. It was like independent letters and was held on by stitches at the end of the lettering. Meaning, so I guess you wrote a whole get out of material, and it was attached to each other, the letters, and then you just attached it at the end, and that's not good enough. That's what it says, Rashi. Let's just catch up with Rashi. The Rashi, Eva Chiyatza, Chalka Batavla Besakim, engraved with a knife, Eva Chiyatza, Lecheres, Mshav Shachalka, Gabitavla, Daf, Opinkas, a board, Pinkas is Kain, Eisen Shah, Shosaychrim, tablet to Chaykin Alem Be'et, they engraved with a pen. But not our kind of pen, but a stylus, I'm sorry. Where am I up to? The Lord of Tzav Shagam, the Kippah, Kain Kaiba Shol Tzemer. Kippah is like a hat of wool, the Lord says, I'm not some Tachas Sif Tzureyim. They put it under their kerchief, where they tie their hair. And I mean, the Bavari Shayitza. A Dukhri is Tachshid, a kind of ornament. But right when all of Tzuras Vemechet, you sew on, like pictures with a needle, cane, whatever it is, Yim Rak Malem, Aishis Haget, Einik Sav. It's really not part of the item. It's not part of the clothing. What happens is this is not part of the clothing. It's like an attached thing with the stitches. It's independent lettering that's just laying on top of this clothing, and it doesn't fall off because they attach the end. That's not considered a good get. But we do see that an engraved get is considered good. And we just said, so it's a contradiction. Can you write it in wax? Can you carve it out or not? That's the shaila.
Rabbi?
Yes.
How can a lady use the that was written on a isor hanag to go get married again?
They do talk about it. The question here is not whether the fact is. Is she divorced or not? We'll take care of how we prove the divorce later on. Is she divorced? Then you'll deal with the issue. How can she use this as a proof if she's not allowed to have anah from it? Is it called having anah from it to use the proof or not? That's the question. It's really not anah from the item. It's a side anah. It's a separate issue what you're asking. It doesn't affect the fact whether she's divorced or not. Our Gemara wants to know, is this lady divorced? That's all we're interested in.
Okay. But it would be a problem.
Then? It maybe not, because is that called a direct pleasure? Now, you're not really using the paper. You're not using the Isra Ana. It's what's written on it.
Yeah.
It's not so fair. It's possible, but not to be so quickly answered.
Forget her Mrs. Lava.
No, again, to prove Gerushin is not necessarily a mitzvah, I don't know. I didn't go into it. It's not a gay in this sugya, is what I'm trying to say. Zakti Gemara. So to answer this contradiction, Amra Ula Amra Lazar by Kasha. There's two ways to engrave. One is to engrave the letter, and one is to engrave around the letter that the letter protrudes. One, you're actually engraving the letter, and one, you're engraving the area, the engraving is the wrong word, you're pushing the area around the letter, which makes the lettering protrude. Like the Gemara's case, you make a coin, or you mint the coin. What you do to mint a coin is you push the metal down around what part you want protruded, and then you have a form, and then you're not pushing the part that's protruding. That's the part you're leaving alone. You're pushing everything else. That's called chok taichus. You're pushing around it. That's not kosher. You didn't write the get. You formed the letter of the get by pushing everything else. Chok yureichus is when you actually push the letter down. When you push the part down. It's protruding or engraved. Engraved is okay.
Yeah, it's like recessed underneath. Right? Engraved, it recesses the letter.
Engraved means the letters are recessed, and in the other way, the letters are protruding. You push everything else down. That's the difference of
Teichus. That's like the case of the Sukkah,
I knew that was coming up because that was like, there are certain words you love to use, like the Nisker and Tatsu Levin Asuri.
Rebbe's the best, also that one. You have a haystack, and then you make a hole in the entrance.
Right. Tatsu Levin Asuri, there you go. I expected that. But that's not the reason. The reason is you didn't write. Here, you're not writing. Writing means doing something to the lettering, not creating letters by pushing something else. That's not writing.
That's not
custom. That's not custom. Rashi. That's Rashi. You have to call Teichus, Oishis, the Tidayan on the sides. The Oishis Boltus, and the Oishis are, how does he translate the word Chok, Teichus, curiosity? Engraved, pushed, what does he say? It's curiosity. Yeah, I like his. What?
Hollowed out.
What's Teichus?
This is
out.
Interiors. Meaning in between the letters. But today, if Isis Boltus ain't exact, it's the Cyrus Isis. He didn't form the letters. He dug around them. The wood remains with the letters protruding, but the letters protruding were untouched. Touched everything else, but that wasn't touched.
I mean, on Shabbos, it's in halacha, right?
That's not what I said?
Yeah.
Probably.
For sure not looking to write, so.
How the chalki reches, shall I just, the haynu hain mamash, the letters themselves, sheyishka haksav, zui ksiva, that is ksiva. You better drink your coffee, you're running out of time.
You
must do
exactly like...
I understand, but you have to drink a whole coffee. I mean, you've got a lot to drink. Zui ksiva. Don't think about that. Frank the Gemara, the Tychus line, making the letters protrude is not called writing. The tits was not recessed, it protruded to din rezov like golden coins. Now, golden coins, the way you make them is you mint them is you push around the sides. And it says by the tits, it's called exav. It's called a writing, even though you did nothing to the lettering, because it's like it said Kodesh Hashem. How did you form the letters Kodesh Hashem? Look to Brisa, you didn't engrave Kodesh Hashem. You pushed the tzitz around, at least the way we understand it now, and made the letters Kodesh Hashem, and it's called writing. So we see that's also called writing.
They were like minted coins?
I don't know what you mean by minted coin.
Minted coin, you push everything.
That's what it seems to say. It says it didn't resolve. Zok to Gemara, but didn't resolve Teichasay. And it's called writing. Zok to Gemara, Kedin resolve, but like it didn't resolve. Kedin resolve, yes, it protruded. But like it didn't resolve, you lost some Teichasach Yerechas. By the tzitz, they did it from the other side. They pushed it from the other side out. So, yes, they did the letters themselves from the back. Pushed it out. So you looked in the front, it looked like didn't resolve. It looked like you would have pushed everything else down and left the letters protruding. But that's not what happened. You didn't touch the rest of it. What?
It's writing backwards.
Fine, but and it's written. Then they have to write it the way it is. You write it backwards. I don't know what you mean by writing backwards.
The letters are
the opposite way. I'm sorry? You made the letters. You formed the letters by themselves. He didn't say a word.
But he did.
Okay, usually it's only him that bothers.
The answer is no problem here, because if the person wants to hear it,
Like the tzura of a din resolve. But din resolve takes the falcon to sumak of the corners. When you hit with a hammer, chaisim hamadeya ala dinner, taikas. Was sweet by Sura Sachaisim Shishikas, Bemalayim, Daikin is Sachait. When you do it, you have a form, and you bang everything else, and pushes the other part into the form, right? The sweet by Sivanakanagan, Skias Raisim Achaisim, Eina Dinishes of Nitchat. You push down, and everything but the picture you want gets pushed down, and the picture remains where it is. That's how you do it. You push down around it, and it remains untouched. You have a form that pushes only the thing around it. Right? It says, written, carved like a signet, like a seal, al maksivei. Vilahaki rechesh, that's it, zaken kas. It's thin like a little sheet. The tzara isis meiver echad. You made the isis on one side. The daichik yirachaseyem and pushed itself, the letters themselves. They bolt ice the eiver asheni, and they stick out on the second side. Kemoish the mitzayrim kest of azor, but also the kulei b'kliyetsheshaisim emyayin. Rashi gives an example, like we do with silver and gold, that we put around wood, that you drink wine, that's how we make the lettering on it, by pushing the other side. Rashi's giving an example, that's what they used to do in France.
Why in heaven's earth they do it this way?
Because the Torah said so.
The answer is, this is the way of doing it. No?
Again, I know people that write the other way. They don't do it from the back side.
On this type of...
Rashi's just giving an example that people should be able to associate. So they said, like, they do that. That's what they did. He's not telling you that. The reason it is that way is because Rabbi Hashem said to do it that way.
And which words mean Hashem said it?
It doesn't say that. That we only know from the fact that the Brisa told us that this way it was.
What is he talking about? The cups? They would make warm cups? Exactly.
It seems that they had wooden cups that they drank wine from.
Golden silver cups.
No. I'm sorry. It was wooden cups that they drank wine from. And around the wooden cups, they would make some kind of design of silver and gold.
Oh, and that would be a thin band.
And that would be a thin band, and the way they formed the lettering there was from the backside. So Rashi's just trying to give you an example. If you want to know what it looks like, go to the store and see that, and you'll see how it's made. Yes?
He says it has to be written, because to me...
The Torah said mikhtav. Not written with a pen, the way you would call writing.
No,
but the Torah calls whatever it was, ksav. The Torah calls it ksav. See, you're translating ksav the way you do writing. That's not, the Torah calls ksav whatever the Torah calls ksav.
So it ends up with letters.
Correct.
It's not like you're making letters. You're making...
No. You have to make the letters.
But you're making the letters on the other thing.
So you're making the letters. If you have to do something to the actual lettering, you can engrave it, or you can make it protrude if you engrave it from the other side.
If I take a stamp on Shabbos, it has the word yes on it. Now you're going to try, is that considered Shabbos?
Yes, I think so, but I'm not 100% yes. But that's not the point here. That's engraving. That's engraving the letters.
The stamps are the same thing.
But just ink, it's on top, it's nothing, it's not protruding, it's not graving. We're not interested here in what you call writing. We're interested here in what the Torah considers writing. And what we're saying is the Torah wants you to form lettering, not that the lettering is formed through an other issue, a way.
So if somebody wrote a get from the back side...
It would be kosher. 100%. He formed the letters on the back side. It's an art to do that, by the way.
If he stamps it.
That's not called a gut.
But this is the same way that the tits was made. It was stamped onto the metal.
Backwards.
No, it was not stamped.
It is. It's pushed in.
That's not stamped. That's, you made the letters. The stamp is already there.
The gold was indented.
From the back. Side. From the back. So you made the letters.
I indent the parchment with a get.
You're a kosher, 100%.
And that's
Lishma. If you did it, Lishma.
In other words, I can use this for 100 different get. In other words, I have to form this mold or whatever.
No mold, that's what I'm trying to say. No mold.
It's not a mold, but it's already written on this thing.
No, it can't. It has, that's what I can hold. That's not the case here. That's not what they did by the tips. They took a stylus and from the backside carved out kuf, vav, Dalit.
They pushed this. They pushed by.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't understand. It wasn't a perfect letter that he just.
Again, I don't know how they. I mean, you. No, it's not like they formed a mold and pushed the mold. No, they did each letter. I don't know why you. Everybody. Why did they do it the other way?
Oh, if you do it on a very hard surface like that gold, without having something firm and just pushing through. With
it. You're talking to the wrong guy.
It's still. The ksav is still boiling so that it's ksav, it's forming still the letters.
I asked Shaila, can you make something, a form that has letters protruding, push it on the back, which forces the letters out? Is that called writing? I honestly don't know.
That's right. That's what I thought
Shaila
was.
That's what Mike thought the Shaila was too. To him. But I don't know. I didn't understand it that way. I understood that they formed each letter separately. Do I know? No, I don't know.
Balance right backwards. He's writing by...
Exactly. But what we want from here is that if you engrave it from the front, it's considered writing. You don't have to write, you can engrave.
As long as you're, whatever you're doing,
you're forming the letter.
Right.
So I understood it to mean, again, letter by letter. Am I, do I know for sure? No.
So why wouldn't you say Rebbe's word?
Again, the question is, if you did it the other way, is it kosher? By the way, the names are not, you can't use the same stamp.
As soon as you explained it to me, I knew I was completely wrong.
You know, I don't know that you're wrong. I'm saying I didn't understand it that way. That's all I said.
I believe that old-fashioned typewriters, and each letter was a hard letter. And you have to hit it hard to get it through the ink, and that would be, so that's like that's a full letter. Old-fashioned typewriters?
Yes. I understand what you're saying.
That's not what the
Gemara says. Gemara says it was engraved from the backside.
That's right. What
so, I don't know. You can translate any way you want to.
These two individuals were sitting what?
He had a set of alibis that was forwards, and he lined up each letter and then pressed it through it because the lines is writing the letter. Then he took it apart and wrote the next word with the alibis.
I see what you're saying, but it's in the back side. Where's the back side?
Because he's pushing it. He's pushing the material.
It could be that word. It could be that word. That's different than his case. He had the whole get written together, done in one shot. That's different. Your case is at least each letter being done individually.
Right.
Let's get my right. I'm going to have another Ravashi. Rushma, this is a kind of coin. Michwitz Charet, a Knufa Machnuf. What happens when you make this coin? Are you pushing the sides and therefore the letters remain? Or does it... meaning like this. See, there's two ways to understand this, and again, I'm going to try my best to explain it. When you push the sides, two things can happen. The part that you don't want pushed down stays intact, or by pushing the sides, it forces that part up. Not just it stays intact, but it actually forces it upwards into the form. When I make a quarter... Right? Is George? Who's on the corner? George Washington? No, he's not.
Yeah,
he's not
on the
corner.
No.
Who?
George Washington.
Yeah. George Washington. So George Washington is on a quarter. Now, what happens when they push it down? His face just stays there, or by pushing it down, it forces the middle upwards. That's what he asked them. What happens when you make the coin? Is it pushing down and leaving George Washington intact? Or is George Washington being pushed by Derech Agav, meaning you're pushing down and therefore pushing the middle up?
Nowadays they in from both sides at the same time. I don't think it was that way in the old days.
No, but I'm talking about the one side. So are they pushing the middle up? By pushing down, are you pushing the middle? Or are you leaving the middle alone? That's his question he's asking.
Are you touching George?
It goes into a die.
No, you're not touching George. George is being moved into the form.
But so we said before, you have to touch it.
No, the question is, if you're forcing that part up, is that called writing? Meaning, if I'm only pushing the sides down and leaving George alone, so then George is not being written.
Right.
But if I'm forcing George in... So it's like pushing it from the back, but instead of pushing it from the back, I'm pushing it from the sides.
In other words, the material that's forming his face, is it coming from the sides that gets pushed into it?
And that's the Shaila. So Trashi. Michwitz Charetz. Rushma. Chaisim HaMedbeya Shekaren Kvintz. Michwitz Charetz HaTaychis Vasivis Shal Tzurasai. The inside and around this form. Shishakas. Then it goes down. Chartzim B'Daychim Taychis. They push down the middles and the sides. The Sivis Shal Tzurasai Dinner. a tremendous source of dinner beletus. So the form they want remains there protruding to my chaisa. The way it was. When I'm communist, I'm talking because I get b'chaisa 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 for having zav, the taikosu. If you would do this by a get, it wouldn't be lettering. I mechnas nu, v'itzuris ha'chaisim sh'shakas. When you push the sides, sh'tach zav, daichik and a taikosu dinner, v'nichnas ha'zav tzas b'daichik, b'taych shkiyas ha'tsura. In the gold gets pushed into the form, the nimtach mitoich daichai, and it gets stretched because it's being pushed. The nichnas l'taych atzura. You're not just leaving George alone. You're pushing George up by pushing the sides. You're pushing George up. The lama melein and the makas hakurnas atzura atzma nimteches l'taych araishim. It stretches upwards. Lari kasa b'idayim, and that would be considered forming the letters. Amalei, Michlitz Charet. George is left alone. Somebody listens here, walks in, must think what we're talking about, George. But the Torah is left alone. Hey, sorry. Well, he cuts the Shekei and the Pilot to didn't resolve. By the tits it worked, we saw tonight the Michlitz Charet, the Havina Michta Beleka. Same kasha we had before. Dr. Gemara, he didn't resolve it like it didn't resolve. He didn't resolve the Pilot, but like it didn't resolve the loss of Migamoy, Velchim Abroi. We're not, the Gemara thought, in this Havamina, that the tzitz, you push down the sides, but by pushing down the sides, it pushed up the letters, and that's enough of tzav. The answer is it didn't push up the letters. They pushed it out from the back side, and therefore that was good.
Originally, when if you do the etching from the front, won't it also cause the thing to roll it up? If you do on the front side, let's say front side, etching the... It will be both
of the other letters, right? It will. The question is, why is it dilute? Because it's not being pushed down? Or by pushing the sides, you're pushing the middle up?
So if I learn that it's because it's causing the letters to rise, right?
Then I'm making the letters.
You have to touch it?
You don't have to touch it. Who said you have to touch it? You have to form it.
Okay, so when it says...
You have to form it. You have to do something to it.
Right, so... So why, if I do it to the back, I am touching it.
It happens to me, you're touching it, right?
That's why it's better.
We're not looking for better. We want to know, is it good enough?
So what side to say, if you do it from the front side, what's the side to say that it's good?
Because I pushed the letters up.
Did you touch the letters?
Who decided you have to touch the letters?
What are the two options? Either I pushed it up or
it stays where it is. I pushed everything down and that remains exactly as is.
Well, is it rising at all?
The question is it rising or is it staying there? It's a very factual question. When I push the sides down, is the middle affected at all? Or is the middle just being left alone?
Well, I mean, if you would put a ruler on top...
That's because I left it alone, not because I made it rise. I made everything else go down.
Right, so the letters are not rising.
It may be a melted gold. If you push the sides, it pushes the middle up.
I call my wife, I
think I'll just take you out for a bit. Too late for her to eat
the
wake her up. No. More. Rushma is not a signet ring, right? Rushma.
That's a coin. It's a coin.
Rushma is a coin?
It's a Rashi says. My bay is a current event.
It all depends on the viscosity of the coin. How.
He asked them a practical question. When you push something down, does it affect the middle or not?
Depends on the
he asked, again, you're right. But he asked that question. Yeah. And he told them it's pushing it down. So he said, by tits, we said it's good enough. Doesn't that mean that we're pushing it up?
You're using that area of the letter. You're pushing that area of the letter.
And for the Gemara, by tits, you're pushing it from the other side.
That's right.
That's the Gemara's answer.
It can only be indented... The one way the get could be closer and one way the get is not closer.
Correct.
The only way that it would be closer is if it's...
You did something to the lettering itself.
You
affected the letter.
You affected the letter, not just around it. Rashi. You pushed it on the other side, people let this be Gavoy and it's stuck up from the inside. Okay, stuck to my victim. Outside. My Roy is out, it's kosher.
Okay.
Yes. Stuck to my victim. Boy Mine Rabbi Merav Nachman. Kostov again, Al Tasho Zov. The man wrote again in a golden sheet. V'amalo hiskabli gitech v'hiskabli ksubasech. He goes over to his wife and says, here, dear, we're getting divorced. Here's your get, and here's your ksuba, a golden sheet. It's worth 200 zuz. In one stroke, gave her the get and gave her the ksuba. Mahu, is it a kosher get? They're a kosher again. Why shouldn't there be a kosher again? Because the bottom line is he's using the ksuba, he's using the metal to pay off a debt. So he's not giving her the get, he's giving her the lettering of the get on top of her ksuba. Meaning, it's not the gold, which is instead of the parchment, is being used as a payment. It's not the ksuba. It's not a get. Usually you give a get, the get is a get. Then you give the ksuba independently. Here, you're giving her the ksuba, and you're using the lettering on top of the ksuba as a get.
Oh, not the whole, even the paper's on the gold, isn't it? The paper, the
there's no paper.
I don't think the top is a flat
sheet. Yes.
Then you somehow catch it pushed up from the back.
Whatever way he did. The question now is because he's using it for his ksuba. Can she be divorced? She's not getting a get. She's getting lettering plus a ksuba.
So she gets for it. She's got to have the same amount?
Because there has to be a get. You can't just give lettering in the air. It has to be lettering that's on something that's given as a get. Because it was safe for Croesus.
She's going to pay
again, is this a kosher get? We're not talking about proving. We're talking about, is this a kosher get? He's using the tashazov to pay a debt. So she's getting that tashazov as a payment of a debt, not as a get.
So there's no earth to get, though.
It's the same time, giving it to her at the same time. Not two steps. Okay, so the Rashi explains it your way. But that's only Zagadachrainim, Beishmul, if she willingly accepts it. So then you can say she accepted the get, and then is willing to accept the value of the tzuba. But if he gives it to her against her will, right, so then he's trying to use it at the same time. Doesn't work later. It only works if she's willing to accept as a get, and then later say, I'm Michael the tzuba, that would work. Let me try to explain something. You can't own the paper that you give it to her. You have to give her a creases, total cut. Here, you're using the paper to pay a debt.
Is it worth 200 zuz?
Yes.
She goes to the store and get 200 for it?
It's a golden sheet.
But it has letters on it.
So therefore what?
I mean, if she can sell her 200 zuz, so is she divorced first?
That, again, it's happening at the same moment.
Because he has to
get
divorced first, right?
What?
He pays the
casino
before he's divorced.
Then it's not his paper.
No, I'm saying.
He's retaining ownership.
I'm saying, a different case. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not Croesus.
The guy writes a get out on a paper, and he gives her the casino first before he gives her the get.
It's fine.
So,
it's fine.
So then why wouldn't this be different?
Because Croesus means that I am totally cut off from what I give you. I cannot own the paper. A man cannot own the paper. But he didn't give again. If he gave it to her, the ksuba, it's hers. I can't write the get on her paper.
You can't take your paper and give it to somebody. When he wrote it, it was still his.
Yeah. When he gave the get, whose paper is it?
Once he gave it
again. He's giving it again and saying it's the ksuba also.
In other words, till he gives it to her.
Correct.
Right. So once he gives it to her,
it's not his.
Correct.
Therefore, he can't use it as payment, possibly. Because
it's
no longer...
But if he holds on to it until she accepts it as a ksuba, then he didn't give her a get. They didn't make that cut.
He didn't make the get, or he didn't give her, didn't pay for ksuba.
Well, he wanted to pay the ksuba, then he didn't give her a get. The same thing. Now, the Beis Shmuel learns the Rashba, the way he learns the Rashba, is he's basically saying to her, that's how he explains it, I'll give you the this, and you'll be my chodek sub.
And then what?
So then it's okay, because she's my chodek sub. If she's my chodek, she doesn't have to get anything. He's getting her to be my chodek by giving her a golden sheet. But then she has to agree. Can't be done against her will. We'll talk about it. Mirror Hashem on Monday morning. Mirror Hashem, have a Freilich and Purim. Everybody should be Zaycha to all the Madregas that a person can reach on Purim.